Hello again with the again in brackets. Welcome to Cup 7 of Sip by Sip. Already? Well, I say already, I don't know how long it will take me to edit this. It'll probably be Christmas after the previous cup. Anyway, we'll go to for you today. We've got the second of the two interviews, in quotation marks, that I recorded for my cave on University Radio York. This is with Callum. And again, just like the previous one, if it is the previous one, I don't know, I'm still editing at this point. In fact, no, I haven't even started editing. I've recorded this before I started editing the episode. Been a bit presumptuous. But anyway, that's how it goes. What am I saying? Yes, there's no drink during the chat, I don't think, but that means that I will eventually add in a sip of something partway through, just as before. Let's just get on with this, shall we? Here's Cup 7. Recorded, of course, in quarantine conditions.
Sorry, am I just supposed to sit through this and be quiet?
Yeah, no, that's right. Okay, that's enough. Let's pretend we've heard it. We're losing valuable recording time here.
We are.
Right, let's. Oh, what a great song. Right, so you want to play Guess If I Finished My Croissant Yet?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, have I finished my croissant yet?
So when did we, how long has this call been?
25 minutes.
25 minutes. I mean, I'm gonna say no, because I've not seen
No.
you take a bite, and we've been
Exactly.
on the camera.
Oh, wrong
Woo!
bell.
This is what a
And
rush.
on that note, thank you for coming on the program.
What a show.
Say this meeting is being recorded anymore.
It says it for me.
Oh, it says record. Oh, does it? Okay.
I am consenting. Yeah, there we go. I'm consenting to it being
There
recorded.
we go. It's all about consent nowadays, isn't it? And on
And
that note, welcome. I am joined by the Scottish legend himself. You may know him as, well, you probably don't know him, but it's Callum!
Well,
Yay!
yeah, okay. I was going to say about 50% of your audience for this will probably be
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true, yeah.
ex-flatmates. So, I mean,
Yeah. Also, yeah, that's good.
a
People
large
will know you.
percentage of this audience will know me, not to brag, but
This is the so your parents own Morrisons, right? That's
yes, yeah. Oh no, we do. We do. Every store. If I bring my passport into the shop, we do get a discount. At least that's what I believed.
Well,
So I
there's a
was
Morrison's nearby. It's just a few minutes walk, and I've popped in there a couple of times. It's quite nice.
what, you've betrayed Sainsbury's and gone into
No, okay. I
Morrison's?
have been to Sainsbury's. I went there last night as well, to Sainsbury's.
So do you know all the staff by now, by name, or they know you at least?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I was wearing my orange coat and my burgundy rucksack just to
I did
keep
actually
the
see. I
color
did see the
scheme.
Instagrams. In fact, I've seen all the Instagram stories which you take every time you go into Sainsbury's, or every time you even walk past Sainsbury's, you take an Instagram story.
I have to just take a snap. I have to stop in the middle of the pavement, get my phone out, take a photo, and
Or it's either
share that with the
Sainsbury's
world.
or Waitrose, isn't it? If you get too excited and you see a
Oh,
Waitrose.
but obviously I can't go to Waitrose too often.
Not too often. Just on treats, on the good
Oh
days.
yeah, good stuff. So this is a Christmas show, so we should talk about Christmas stuff. What are you doing for Christmas, Callum? Oh wait, oh sorry,
Staying.
before that, sorry, before that, his surname is Morrison. That's how. Okay, right. So, what are you doing for
What
Christmas?
am I doing for Christmas? Nothing. Just staying at home. As we all should be, really, in these times. Yeah. Staying at home, doing nothing. It's too early to be talking about Christmas, Q&A. It's the 3rd of December.
I know, if only it was January. I nearly didn't want to do a Christmas show, but I had to.
The viewers requested it.
Yeah. The one listener. And the thing is, so the transmitter's turned off on Sunday because we're not allowed to broadcast out of term time. So Sunday's the, well, today, I should say.
Mm. you wouldn't get that in Swansea.
That's why it's, you know, it's the 6th of December and we're celebrating Christmas already.
Mm, fair enough.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm sure. I don't know.
What are you doing for Christmas, Kearney?
Oh. I'm probably driving home for Christmas.
You're driving?
No, my parents are coming.
Oh, okay.
They're driving home for Christmas. The immortal Chris Rea. Yeah, okay. but I don't know when I'm leaving yet. I think the weekend after.
Sorry, you've just...
Hmm?
When's your actual term finished? Is it this Sunday you said?
Yes. Yeah, so the last day's tomorrow. I mean, the last day was Friday. It's Sunday. Remember, it's Sunday.
All right, okay, yeah, sorry.
Last day. Oh, I know. You got 2 more weeks. Oh,
have you been tested as well?
Not yet, so I'm going to do that just before I leave, hopefully. Just need to book those in.
I'm not at uni, Kearney.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're not, are you? Is this a nice Aberdeen attic room?
Sort of. It's just because I've got these stupid windows which are decide to take away half my room. So I can't stand up or I'll hit the roof.
Oh. Yeah, so what are you doing now, Callum, since I last left you in
Swansea?
Working
at 9 to 5.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Grinding
oh,
away.
Wasn't that, didn't you get a job in Glasgow?
No, I interviewed in Glasgow. The job was for in Aberdeen. So yeah, so that's where I'm working in Aberdeen, despite the fact I've not met anyone in person that I work with, or I've only met 2 people that's actually in the office in Aberdeen. Everyone else is sort of scattered around Scotland, but yeah.
What is it, when you finally see them in person, you're just going to have to like get a picture frame and just hold it up to their faces so it feels like...
Why would I do that, Q&A?
So it's like you're on a Zoom call.
Is this the type of comedy you go for?
Yeah, it doesn't work. This is great stuff you've been missing out on the past couple
of months.
That's
your soundboard, is it?
Yeah, it just consists of 2 bells for slightly different use cases.
And, what do they sound like? What do they sound like?
Okay, so you heard... Here's one of them.
I heard that one. Yeah. That's the one you use for your jokes, which are really funny. Yeah.
And then we've got this one.
What do you use that for? I guess I'll have to find out.
Yeah.
I'll have to find out later in the show.
It's multi-purpose, yeah. This is the Scottish bell to announce that we have a Scot in the studio.
Just
I don't know how I'm going to integrate that into the program. But are there any... I should ask, is there a particular song that really makes you think about Christmas? Or gets
no,
you in the
really.
Mood? No?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm kidding. Well, it's just... probably favorite Christmas song is probably Drummer Boy. That one. That is it. Drummer Boy. Is that what it's called?
I have no idea. Drummer Boy.
That's a good song.
There's one by Justin Bieber. Oh, pam 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 pam. That one.
Is it? I don't actually know.
No.
For sure.
Oh wait. What are you? What?
Oh, apparently my internet.
Is your connection unstable?
Yeah, it's I can. So, is that what it's called, Drummer Boy? Little Drummer songs.
I tell you what, this is gonna be fun to edit if your sound keeps dipping out every few seconds.
Does it keep dipping out?
Yeah. That's what. Oh, it's okay now. Although you're not saying anything, so maybe I don't know.
You can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, that's not the song. I'm sorry, I'm just Googling the song now, and it's not the one I thought it was. It's not called Little Drummer Boy.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called now.
How does it go? That one. That one.
Just give me a minute.
Okay. While he searches for that, let's play a song.
Stop the Cavalry.
That's yes.
That's the one. Stop the Cavalry. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. That's why I was thinking drummer, because in a cavalry there'll be, I don't know, maybe there'll be people with drums.
Yeah, no, you were thinking of the...
That's not good to sing.
Yeah. No? Okay.
You just ruined the song now.
And that was the You Shouldn't Sing It Like That Bell.
Whew!
This is going to be a great
good
show.
Stuff.
I'm trying to remember what I was just talking about earlier that I could ask you.
Start talking about my attic room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's quite an angle.
I've got a cat here, if you want to see a cat.
A real cat?
A real cat, a real one. She's not doing much, but she's enjoying herself.
Oh. Is she going to... Can we get her to make a sound for the show?
Buddy, make a sound. No, she said she doesn't want to speak to
Kate. She was applauding, though.
Yeah, no, she was very happy. She's a big fan of the show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's
and
a big fan of the show.
You got a good view out the window as well. Have you?
I got some trees. You can see that? Got some trees.
Oh, you got a bay window.
Yeah, that's why this is just so rubbish.
Oh.
It eats up half my room. But so I can't stand up on one half of my bed.
But is that like on the top floor of your house?
Yeah.
Okay. But then that's not the window's fault, that's the roof's fault, surely. This is all great visual stuff.
I blame the window. Yeah, it is. I blame the windows.
I blame the windows. Talking about windows, what do you think of the travel window? No, let's not talk about
what's the travel window? That. We're not talking about politics.
No.
We're going to talk about politics, are we?
No.
Let's talk about these Tory... I would say that.
What are you going to say?
Get my political views.
There's strict views here, you know. We've got to make sure that Ofcom...
It's a good Catholic podcast. Radio show, even. Not a podcast.
Oh, there's nothing Catholic about this, let's be honest. It's...
So how's things in York?
Oh, yeah, it's quite good. It's
it's
windy
not
here.
A great time to be joining a university new.
No.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you've got a slot on the radio already.
Yeah, easy. I don't know how I managed it. It took me 4 weeks to convince them. Can I do a show where I ask people to come inside my cave? And I don't think they've warmed to the idea just yet, but we've already reached the last episode of the series. So it's going well. But no, York is nice. I'd never been here before. Well, actually, I made a trip a week before I was due to come up. But it's nice. Have you ever been?
I've only ever been to the train station. And it was a damn good train station.
It's a good train station, yeah.
It was old, very old.
Yeah.
I remember.
It used to be the biggest train station in the UK at one point.
Right?
Yeah.
Why was that? Was that everyone came through there if they're going north? Was it?
I don't remember reading the rest. Remembering the rest of the Wikipedia article.
Wow, this is just great.
This is why I need a researcher on the show.
Yeah, you really
I can't do.
Do
everything myself.
But
I
just,
can't
you
write
you
the
got
theme
that
tune,
in Swansea.
Sing the theme tune.
You would have got that on Swansea Radio.
Oh yeah.
But this is York Radio, and they just it's not the same.
It's not okay. I'm going to have to cut out all the insults against in case they don't give me a second series.
Fair enough.
Well, should we play a song?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Okay, so I can't actually play a song.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Yeah.
I assume you're just going to leave a gap.
Yeah.
A
oh, no, Joe, I can actually play a song because I'm doing this on Zoom now. What's a good song? What song do you like apart from... Oh no, I don't. Do they have
song? Oh well, there's that new Christmas song which is getting stuck in my head because it's on the TV adverts. It's that one by Gary Barlow.
Oh.
Really annoying, but at the same time, It's stuck in my head the whole time.
Yeah, we don't have Gary Barlow on the system.
You would have had it in Swansea.
Is this gonna load? I don't think it's
gonna
load.
Are we actually gonna be listening to it?
Well, I think I can actually play it now. No, I can't play it.
It does say Keanu D'Souza is sharing computer sound.
Okay. But nothing, you can't hear anything, can you?
No.
No, okay.
Just cut this out, put it over.
Yeah. Oh, what a great song.
Always a great song, Keanu. Thank you for playing that. I appreciate the choice.
What was your favourite lyric?
It was the one where he goes, away in a manger. That was a good song.
Are there any Scottish traditions that spring to mind? Yeah, or maybe one of the many other countries that you've had the pleasure of residing within. Danish?
I've spent a lot of time. Well, Denmark celebrate Christmas the day before, I believe. Mm. Well, they have the meal the day before.
Yeah.
I can't exactly remember what they do, but they do something different. With Scotland doesn't really do anything different apart from, I don't know, leaving whiskey out for Santa. I don't know if that's a thing.
Oh, really?
Elsewhere, but that seems to be. I think I've said that to other people and they didn't know what I'm talking about. But it's probably a thing in a lot of places.
Is it nice whiskey you leave out, or like as the smart price?
I don't know. Whatever whiskey's going, I don't think Santa cares about whiskey.
Or other cheap supermarket products are available.
Yeah, like cheap Sainsbury whiskey probably is pretty bad.
Oh. Joe, if they did do it, then I'd try it. You know, forget the gout. I'd just try it just to get the nectar points.
Why don't you buy their own brand beer then? Their 25p can beer.
It's a shame they don't do it in, or do they still do it with the white packaging and just with the orange branding?
Or the white label and the orange branding? That's what they used to do, isn't it?
But yeah. I love how plain the packaging was.
It really tells you that you're buying just terrible, terrible stuff.
But it
makes it very clear to you that if you're buying this, you are real scum, you know?
Yeah.
You really are. This is a low point in your life.
Callum's views do not are not condoned or endorsed by University Radio York.
I've bought Sainsbury's own brand beer before.
Well, they're phasing out all of these packaging. So Sainsbury's Basics is being transitioned out, and they're replacing
the front door.
Yeah,
why are they doing that?
Well, they're replacing it with supermarket brands. So like, there's for bakery stuff, it's Hubbard's.
So it's like
what Tesco
Lidl
does.
Oh, Tesco.
Yeah, or Lidl, or Aldi. So they have their own brand, so it feels like you're buying different brands.
And with
the more colourful packaging, it means that when you open up your cupboard, it's not just the same label
Have you been watching the there's all the TV shows where it's like inside the supermarkets? I'm sure they must have had one about Sainsbury's. You must have watched it.
No, I remember we were talking about it because it was on BBC One sometime last year, and I never got around to it.
Wow. Of course, I'm a fan.
Didn't we end up watching a Channel 5 one for our sins?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think you would have allowed that. You wouldn't have allowed a Channel 5 show on that TV last year. Were you the last person to leave that flat?
Yeah.
Were you? You were the last one?
Yeah.
You said goodbye.
I said, yeah.
What happened to the table?
Ooh. It's probably still there.
But no, so like the little coffee table.
Yeah.
It was still there. Nobody took it.
I think so. I can't remember. Oh no, did someone? It's probably still there.
Because I spent £5 on that table from the charity shop down the road. That was meant to be taken away.
What was the RRP for that table?
I don't know, but I thought I was getting.
Because I think they're cheap anyway, aren't they? But £5 is still good for a.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was definitely worth it for the considering the use, the abuse that table got.
I'm just having a look now. It was. Do we think 55 by 55 centimetre? Yeah, I think it's that one. Should we have a drum roll? I have a drum roll effect somewhere. Hold on. Where's the drum roll? There we go. Oh no, not auto advance. What am I doing?
£6. 12 quid. God damn it.
It's six. You saved a pound. Oh, they... my. You were done. Was it from a charity shop?
Yeah, it was from the charity shop.
They done you. You got done by a charity shop.
Those old women, they're crafty. They're crafty. They saw me from a mile away.
They saw this kind-hearted Scottish soul just bowling and thought, oh, we're going
to... Probably saw what I was wearing. I thought, he's got loads of money. He's got loads of money. We need to steal
him. He's got one of those £5 polymer banknotes lying around.
I actually paid by card, so that's, oh, that's did you, correct. Oh. Yeah, so.
Oh, do they? Oh, they accept card. That's good. Ahead of the times.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you know, I was on eBay the other day, and I can't remember why. I just looked at a product, and it was one of those best offers where you can like send them an offer and they can counter offer or whatever. And I realized it was from a charity, and I was thinking, imagine like bartering with a charity shop about how much. You know, how much you pay for this product. Like, no, I don't want to pay too much. I don't want to give too much to charity. I want to give just enough. That's not asking too much.
That's but probably what was, people yeah. that drink Sainsbury's own brand beer do. Just a real scum.
Oh my gosh. I can't include any of this. My goodness me. This is going to be on the cutting room floor. What's that I hear? I sense an interlude. Yeah. So, it's Christmas Eve at the moment. Well, let's see if I can chuck this in the bin. Miss? Of course, because I can't aim. What am I? Yeah, so it's Christmas Eve at the moment. By the time when I'm recording this little bit. And if I manage to get this out today, I will be oh so chuffed. But let's not make any promises and not hold our hopes up, considering what a year it's been. Well, that's a bit dark. Right, so what have I got? Well, I went to M&S today, and it was surprising. It wasn't that busy, actually, considering it was Christmas Eve. I assume people were too scared over the weekend with all the lockdown announcements and stuff that they went on the Monday. Early during the week. Anyway, so I picked up this Christmas blend coffee, which it says here is roasted for a wonderfully deep, dark flavour with seasonal hints of chocolate and citrus. So let's give this an open, shall we? So I could wake up. Just do that. It's going to sound terrific on microphones, right? Oh, that smelled really nice. Oh, that was good. Oh, that's a good smell. Right, let me so it's what? It's a teaspoon usually for. I'm not. Yeah, just pour it in, why not? It's Christmas! That looks like. It's too much. Oh gosh, right. So that's that done. Let me fold that over. I'll seal that later because I'm going to read off the packet in a minute. Maybe I should have read off the packet. Oh, I don't know. Right, so we need to pour on the boiling water, which I've got in a jug here. So let's put it on. Well, it's not boiling anymore. I have not got enough water. Well, this will be very strong. And I'd better stir it because we're supposed to do that. So let's give that a big stir. Oh, that smells really nice. That's going to sound horrible on the microphone too. Oh gosh, now there's bits on the spoon. I need to use the spoon. Well, this is going well. I'm doing this upstairs and I've had to kind of prep everything. I had to boil the kettle and then put that in a
jug so they can bring it upstairs. I have to bring the cafetiere up, and I've got to try and remember how to use that because I haven't used it in a while. I've been using a drip filter and a machine. Right, so that's... Now I've spilled some grounds, of course. Well, they're weirdly going better than I thought it would. Right, so we've done that. I think we'll just do the plunge now because it feels like... Well, let's at least put the lid on. And, oh, these bloody grounds. How do they get everywhere? Right, let's put this lid on. We won't plunge yet. And we shall read what it says here. It's fair trade, that's good. This fair trade... I can't even read. The fair trade coffee selected for the Master Spencer range are amongst the very best available. We only source small Arabica... Where's it called? We only source Arabica beans produced by small holder farms located at high altitude, as these deliver the best flavour, body and aroma. These beans are carefully roasted in the traditional drum coffee roaster, then packed straight away to ensure excellent aroma and total freshness. They are specially blended beans from Brazil, Ethiopia and Latin America, with this rich roast being 4 on a scale of 5. 5 being the highest, I assume. There. Anything else on here? I think I've read it out. Yep. Best before end October 2021, so that's good. Once open, store in an airtight container for 2 weeks in the refrigerator. Or 4 weeks in the freezer. What? Am I supposed to use it? Oh well. So, is this going in the fridge? I don't know. Anyway, let's close this up. And put it in this bag to... feeling all the supposed freshness. It's not gonna fit. Oh, it does fit. Brilliant. Okay. And we'll close that. Right, so let's do that plunge. Start the plunge. Okay, here we go. We're gonna meet the water now. Ooh, that didn't sound of anything. There we go. And that's it, because I didn't put enough water in. Right. Let's pour this in the mug, shall we? Oh, this is why I don't use a cafetiere. It takes ages. Right. Ah! And on top of things, this milk, it keeps... I heat it in the microwave just now to pre-warm it. And... have I wet my keyboard again? For goodness sake. Okay, just a bit. Keep wetting this keyboard. What am I saying? Let's just pour it in. I don't care anymore. Here we go. Oh, and some grounds have got into the coffee. Oh, that's good, isn't it? We don't want this to go well. How have they got through? I've done everything as I should. Oh, and there's still more skin on the milk. That is this. Ugh. Ugh, heavy. Oh, God. It's Christmas. Happy Christmas. This is going well. Should I get rid of these? I'll need to get rid of at least some of these grounds of the top. It's only supposed to take a few minutes. I don't know how long this has been going on for now. I haven't even drank any of it. Oh, it's Christmas Eve already, isn't it? How's that come so quickly? Even though time's been passing really slowly. Why do they call it Christmas Eve? Oh, that's funny, isn't it? So it's... The Eve is... So the eve of something is the day before, but the evening is the day of? Is that right? Or can you say on the eve? No, on the eve can also mean the night of as well, can't it? If so, why is it called Christmas Eve? Well, if it means both, I suppose. I don't know. I should probably Google that. I might Google it instead of drinking this, to be honest. Right, that's cleared up most of the skin. Yeah, so I preheated the milk just so I could simplify the process. But it would have been quicker if I just went downstairs and poured the milk in directly. Oh, gosh, right, there's one more. There we go. We've got the last one, I think. Oh, no, there's a bit more fat. More fat skin on the milk. Oh, gosh. This better be nice after all this. It's going to be horrible, isn't it? Right. So, here we go. This is the Christmas blend from M&S. Let's have that sip. Bon appetit. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank goodness. It does taste good. Oh. Ah. So, what did it say? It said I should be able to taste some hints of whatever the bag. Roasted for a wonderfully deep, dark flavour. So it is deep and dark. With seasonal hints of chocolate and citrus. Right, I'll be honest with you. I can get a bit of chocolate, I think. But I'm not getting any citrus. I don't know what you are on about, mate. Good stuff. Oh, I've got some cookies. Yeah, one of those. I forgot about these. There was this Morrison's that my good pal, Mr. Hubbard, from... oh, my battery's running low. Oh, no. The laptop's going to turn off. Whew, this is going really well. You may remember Mr. Hubbard from the first cup. Well, he showed me this Morrison's I never knew existed. A 10-minute drive from here, I think. Hidden amongst a residential environment. But anyway, we popped in there and that's where I got my duck, which I'll be prepping soon. But anyway, I got some cookies there as well. So let's have one of these. The best, apparently. Belgian milk chocolate cookies. Or maybe smooth Belgian milk chocolate buttons. Let's dip in that into the coffee, why not? See if I get any citrus notes that way. Oh gosh. No citrus notes. Anyway. Right. Oh, I mess. Not just my desk, but also this podcast. Have another sip. That's good. Well, there's no point drawing this out any longer. I shall continue my sipping in a non-recording environment. That is nice, though. How much should I pay for this? £3 or something, I think. It's a 500-gram bag. No, it's not. It's 227. They wouldn't be so generous. Right, well... let's take you back to the rest of the chat.
Okay, let's play a proper game now, I think.
Okay.
So I did this earlier, and I've done this on Sip by Sip, my podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcasts. So what I did was I've just fed in some Christmas songs into a popular translation website. And
Google Translate.
Yep. Other translation services are available.
I don't think you have to say that, Kuni. You don't work for the BBC.
No, I think I do. Oh, I say it anyway. I say it anyway. I enjoy saying it.
Because you wish you worked for the BBC.
Yes, oh. Please. Right, so what I've done is I've taken... Okay, no, Joe, I've not even set this up properly, have I? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the backing in my headphones. I'm going to sing these lyrics in Scots Gaelic, and you have got to try and guess what the Christmas song is, right?
Okay.
Now, I did this earlier with Irish, and with my...
So, whoever you're speaking to, whoever's nationality it is, you're going to then. I mean, I don't even speak Gaelic. I don't know anyone that speaks Gaelic. So then you're just gonna insult them.
Yep.
And insult their language. Okay.
I've got a friend from India coming.
Oh,
on
dear.
The show. Hold on, I better stop sharing computer sound because you're going to hear the backing and that's going to ruin it for you. So, are you ready for the first one?
I'm ready. I'm more than ready.
Well,
it better not be like obscure hymns.
No, yeah, I tried that earlier and didn't work. Okay, right, where are my maracas? That'll help.
Will it?
No, I bet I'm fair stickta, I'm stickta. Will the doch a gubel a dirk arson a finger a mach? Ta a guy a morgue a queer a iron crew the queen. My lay must to seek done a bit a god. Done come the skip at an act of can the glass. So nothing to do, son.
Keep saying that. I'm almost gonna get it.
Aran to say, oh, will ta me the good the comfort of a visna no like a slatha. No, I thought his achlan at saying a gus a come na to shakna a colleague. Oh, ta good comfort a gabisa no like a slatha. Like naglahan a mak ersona no like.
Keep going,
Kieran. Oh, no, we're not doing it. Have you got any?
Was it Feliz Navidad?
No.
Why
am I trying to sing a Spanish song into this Scots Gaelic?
I don't know. Why are you singing it in an English song, Gaelic?
No, that is a point. Right, I'm going to... any other guesses before I do it in Welsh?
You weren't really singing it in tune, were you?
No, I wasn't. Because I can't. Because I don't know what it says. I don't know how you pronounce it. There's so many letters.
Okay, go sing it in Welsh. Let's hear it in Welsh.
Did
the other person get this, by the way?
She
No.
She got no, she got one of them because it didn't translate the word.
Okay.
So she heard the word mistletoe and guessed immediately. Can you guess what it is?
Oh god.
It's in the title of the song.
Mistletoe and Wine.
Yes.
Who's that guy that sings it?
Who's that guy? That's guy. Sir Cliff Richard to you. And to me.
Oh. Sir Cliff Richard where there's no smoke without fire. Anyway.
Oh, gosh. Right, let's... right, let me work out where I am and we'll do the Welsh. Here we go.
Welsh version.
Oh, this is started and I'm already behind. Okay. Oh my gosh. This is going well. Here we go. Pan rin is clefrio yn y park. Os yw'n cwmwl eira gael gwneud yn dywell. Yna mae eich bocau ros i'n mynd o eilau y ffordd lawn. Now my pawen I will llwelyll yr ymddangos. Ac mae nhw wedi rhoi fy nglist. A felly, bythlyn ni'n gwedd wrth y tân. Mae'n llenni ar ei ysymyn
chyfio yn
ma
hoff.
Wel, hoff yn y gallu fod yn adolyg.
Was it Bethlehem in there?
No.
Oh.
Pan fydd y plant yn dechrau, can ni ar band yn dechrau chwarae. hoff yn y gallu fod yn adolyg. Bob dydd.
I feel like I should know this.
Felly gadwch i'r clychau gannu allan y gyfrin adolyg. Pan... Oh, instrumental break.
Is it, I saw some mommy kissing Santa Claus. No?
Nah.
Is it the, Walking in a Winter Wonderland?
No. Here we start, I'm starting off again in a minute. 4, 3, 2, 1. I've accidentally deleted the lyrics. What happened? Something sucks. Oh gosh, I've accidentally deleted all the lyrics. Where are we? Eventually, the Sean Corner sled home. No, my Sean. Are here in a Ford Lithog? Are here in a Ford Lithog? Be the lovely But there's a fennel in the
area. Is there a sled?
Yes.
There's a sled, so it's something about Santa. What is Santa?
Sean Corn is Santa. And,
You better not. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Teeth.
No.
What? How many horses are there? It's about Santa, and it's not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's enough singing for me.
I have no idea.
No? Okay, let me... What's the name of the song?
Play it in English.
Fe allai fod yn Nadolig bob dydd.
Right. Am I supposed to now guess?
Bob dydd is every day.
Every day. I wish it could be Christmas every day. When the rain's
wow, that was... I can't believe you got that.
Yeah, it was tough.
Oh my gosh. Right, do you want another?
I mean, that took about 10 minutes, so yeah, let's
we got... I'm lucky that we started these early. Right. The things I do.
Nobody asked you to them.
No. Okay, that's a good one. I'll do that song. Let's just bring up the lyrics. Now let's put that into Google Translate. Do you want it in Scots Gaelic or do you want it in another language? Because I'm just going to mess it up.
You knock yourself out. Go for the, okay. For the Gaelic.
Oh, okay. Let's... well, there's not too many people speaking the language, so... in terms of numbers, not too many... Yeah, not too many people I'm insulting.
You're bringing it back. You're bringing it back.
Yeah, no, they are. We were talking about it in a seminar. This, no, actually, no, not in a seminar.
That's what you do now, isn't it? Linguistics.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
It's funny old stuff. It's so... I didn't expect it to be so hard.
What is it you do?
I don't know.
Exactly. So you don't learn languages, do you? You learn about how languages work, is that
yeah. So although we don't learn about languages, I've started learning Japanese.
Oh, of course.
Things harder. And also continue with the Welsh, because I like to juggle as many balls as I can.
Don't I know it. Go into the next song.
First hand. Oh, I thought you were asking about linguistics. Do you not want to hear about linguistics?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. You just don't want to hear about ball juggling. No, so it's so we got five modules this semester. One of them is on syntax, so that's just how the ordering of language, like all the components, are built up. Then there's semantics, which is essentially just logic, and just expressing stuff predicate logic. One type of logic. I don't know what I'm talking about. There's another one on phonetics and phonology, which is all about sounds. So we have to learn IPA, which I already knew some of, thankfully, because I always read.
IPA, sorry.
So it's the in Wikipedia articles.
Sorry, excuse me. Sorry, Wikipedia articles.
Is that it? Every time I say Wikipedia article, you cough.
Yeah, I spit on Wikipedia.
Yeah. So it's the pronunciation help that you get on some articles. So you have to find in those square brackets, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all about sound.
Is it a year long course?
Yeah. But no, there's so much. And there's also this module on, essentially on sociolinguistics. So we've been talking about...
So what was harder, your last year of computer science or this?
Oh, this.
This. Make sure you tell Lewis that. That'll make him very angry.
Okay, that's good. That'll anything make to make him angry.
Yeah. He's an angry little man, isn't he?
Yeah. that's his intro when he comes on the show. He's an angry little man. Right. Oh, I don't want to do this Scots Gaelic. I should have listened to it first.
Hurry up.
So I know what the sound, what it sounds like.
But you don't even know the song.
No, I know the song. I don't know how you pronounce Gaelic. I don't know how you read it.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, nobody was expecting to you to.
Mm. Well, I mean, I was. Right, here we go. Oh, wait, hold on. This isn't... They haven't translated this bit. Oh, Another like Madeira, thug me more chritut.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
At last, nothing to do. Sechade, no. Am bladna, gus no sabla la bofna dior, be ma sechade du chwydwg yn sonracht. Am no like Madeira. Dig me, bwchyd rydwyd, ac na athar lathig ddws i'r siacad e. Am bladd na gosmo siab yn apo na dwyr, be mi e dwch yw degyn son raich da.
Is it Jingle Bells?
No.
Oh my god, what the hell?
Any more? We got a short instrumental break here. I'm back now.
Okay.
On our school, Vela, we had a gusta, I do. Beat more, my master. But after us, I got more shawl. In his stomach, my pasta. I will do come the third night. Well, sorry, it's about to have done. It's a go here. Another go. I've lost track. Where am I? Something, a ni staffios agam, da ama da atha me am beth, a ma ffog a thim, a nis atha mas agam, and a bit better. Sorry.
Well,
I found it there, and just,
So it's not snow is falling all around, it's not that one.
Nope.
It's not Jingle Bells.
Nope.
I thought I knew it straight away.
No, should I go into Welsh? Should I go into... Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Go
I'll go into Welsh. Okay.
Because I know Welsh so much better than I do Gaelic.
Yeah, but I can read the Welsh, so I can at least try and make it sound a bit...
In tune.
You know, yeah, a bit more in tune. I won't promise exactly in tune. And don't worry, we will be finished soon.
Nah.
Right, here we go.
I don't think the maracas help.
Okay, yn dalog ddiwethaf, roeddaisai fy nghalwng i chi, ond y dwrnod wedyn fy wynaeth o chi i roedd y ffodd, y lenei ymhachwb, rhagdag rai, fe'i roeddaf i rhywun arbennig. Yn adolyg ddiwethaf, roeddaisai fy nghalwng i chi,
last
ond y dwrnod wedyn fy wynaeth o chi y ffodd, y lenei ymhachwb. Rhag da grai fe rodd a fi rhywun arbennig.
Who sings that again? Is it... It's not Mariah Carey? I don't know.
Mariah Carey?
Who sings
it's
that
a band.
One? Who sings it?
It rhymes Bam. With... There we Wham. Go.
Bam!
There we go.
George Michael, right?
Yeah, Bam. Exactly. Right, we won't do the rest of that because this is taking too long. Right, your final song. Are you ready?
Oh, another... Okay.
We got to do three. We can't do two. That's yeah, like yeah, it's begging for one three. More. No, that's the wrong song, isn't it?
These are my work headphones, by the way.
Oh, no.
Maybe look professional when I'm telling people off because I'm a big boss by now.
What is your title?
I'm an associate. I'm an audit associate. So okay. It's very boring for other people. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Oh, that was... I just sent that clip. It's very boring to your boss.
For other people, but I enjoy it thoroughly.
Okay, that's good. Right, so you said the maracas don't help.
Well, no, you just sort of do them too fast.
Well, I'm doing it to the tune of the song.
I think you get a bit excited.
Okay.
Try them again. Here we go. I've seen my little song ready.
I'm not, I've been busy trying to translate it. Right, here we go. Oh. Oh, the lyrics aren't coming up, so I don't know when to start. let's try it. Let's find a different one. Oh, gosh. Right, here we go.
Here we go.
Hata mata chasa sa tika nam tisho. Kuska sa fai nan dam tamat. Akata aigle mo fun mug asano asa sanekta asa matika akos abom nahaid. I missed all the words there.
You'll say.
Oh, instrumental.
That's what you did. Right, sorry. There we go.
And in Welsh, it goes like this. How does it?
Well, play it over.
Oh, we'll play
it
actually.
Oh, you're gonna sing it. Oh, okay.
Oh no, I'm singing okay. It. That's what the people don't pay for.
That's what the people want. That's why. Where you get all that ad revenue.
Dabba dum dum, dabba dabba dum. It's the same in Welsh. Dabba dabba dum, dabba dabba dum, dabba dabba, dabba dum, dabba dum, dabba dabba dum. Oh, with your voice, I got traffic for the Nadolig.
Kioni.
Bang. Oh, what?
Sorry, you dropped for a second there.
Oh, okay. That's probably good for you.
Keep going.
Bang. Dyna fob ar adref alas tra bod asad dim ar cael te. Os bydd yn cyrraedd adref yn y fwy yn y stori. These words are too long. Cyrraedd fydd bod yn pyrraff ar ysgrif ar bydd yn sobio.
Well done, Kioni.
Yes!
Well done, that's... What a great song.
And that song was Jonah Louie, Stop the Cavalry.
What a song.
Here are Inside My Cave. I suppose we should draw it to a close now, shouldn't we?
Is it already that time?
It
time
is.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I mean, I've got 8 more minutes. Got anything to... I could do another song.
I think we should avoid the songs for
okay,
now.
We'll avoid the song.
And maybe for the rest of your show's history.
Yeah. Hey, you say that. I've got so many more songs that I've got to translate.
So is this season 2 going to be next year for this show?
Perhaps. Who knows? Let's see if they give us a second
series. You're still in negotiations
series.
With the yep. producers.
Yep. We'll have to find out what happens and tune in.
I heard Spotify were trying to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I cannot...
They were going to drop the Joe Rogan show for this.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny because the answer is obvious.
Don't tell Lewis that, he'll cry.
Well, I thank you for joining me, Callum. I hope you've had fun.
Yeah, thank you for bringing me on. And it's good to talk to you, Kioni. It's been a while. I can't remember when the last time we spoke.
Yeah, it has.
It was probably just before you left the flat, like on the phone or something. That was probably it.
Oh yeah, probably.
When you packed up my stuff, which all came safe and sound.
Well, I mean, I can't take any credit for that. I didn't really.
I heard it was all Jem and Caleb, but never mind. Yeah. It was all you.
I put him in the corridor for the delivery man. That's what I did.
Yes, and the delivery man lied to you.
Yeah, he said that he rang the doorbell. I didn't hear the doorbell. I was up like early in the morning,
You were still awake.
I actually probably was up. It was probably one of my
exams or something.
Well, no, I probably just didn't sleep that night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
sounds like me. That does sound like me. Well, I think we should go back to the show. Here we go. I don't know how I end this because I don't even know when.
A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
All the people on that show, which I know right now, which would just be nobody. probably at the moment, except from Kearney. So Merry Christmas, Kearney.
Merry Christmas. And what is it in Scots Gaelic? Merry Christmas in Scots Gaelic. Nolai Cridail. And I can't check the pronunciation because Google Translate does not support it.
Just say Merry Christmas, Kearney.
I'll just say Merry Christmas. Oh, here we go.
Merry Christmas.
What? No, that was English. I didn't want it in English. I'd have to say it in English. Well, anyway, thank you for joining me, Callum, and I shall see you soon.
Well,
there you go. Now well, we end the... Yep. Oh, what? Okay, I end recording now.
It still says recording.
Oh, because I haven't ended recording yet. That was another episode of Sip by Sip. It was presented and produced by me. They also did the title music. If you'd like to find out more about the program or view other content, please visit our website at exploseplayer.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and please join us for another cup. This was an Exploose production.